Play With Me, written by Annabel Joseph, narrated by Jason Clark, Connor Crace, Teddy Hamilton, and Ava Lucas, presented by TAC Digital Salon.
Play With Me, where Ruby has fun with Steve.
1. Ruby cursed the Chicago public transit system as she hurried down the street to Steve's apartment building. A few snow flurries and everyone in the city lost their shit. When she got to his place, she knocked the slush off her boots and greeted his elderly doorman, a music lover whom they regularly comped into their concerts, and got on the elevator, juggling her backpack and the freakishly large container of Fletcher's cheese balls she'd picked up at the bulk food store. In the old building, the trip to the sixth floor took almost 3 minutes. Come on, I'm late. She whined to the elevator, but there was no hurrying the mid-century technology. Oh well, things never really got going until an hour or so into Steve's pajama parties. People had to change into their PJs and get a little buzzed before the serious games started. It was just that Ruby really needed this party. November and December were the busiest months for the Gold Quartet because of the holidays. Dinners, concerts, corporate parties. The summer bridal season was hectic too, but at least the weather during the summer months wasn't so bleak. Ugh, she had Christmas shopping to do and family visits to shoehorn into her schedule. She didn't want to think about that, not now. She was going to drink beer and eat snacks and enjoy the hell out of this night. Steve's twice-yearly pajama parties were the highlight of her social calendar, which wasn't much of a social calendar since she was a musician and her entire life revolved around traveling and playing with her quartet mates. All the more reason to gather with Steve's wide and eclectic group of friends in his awesome apartment to drink craft beer, eat snacks, and play inappropriate card games. Once she got to Steve's floor, she hurried down the hall and knocked on his door. A moment later, he answered, his wet blonde hair standing on end and a question in his light blue eyes.
Ruby? Hey.
Sorry I'm late. I missed the connecting train, and the next one was 20 minutes behind schedule.
Must be a weather delay. The snow's really coming down west of the city.
She looked past him. Is that why nobody's here?
Rube, it's Friday. The party's tomorrow.
She blinked at him. Tomorrow?
Yeah, Saturday. Didn't you read the invitation?
She might have read the invitation. She also might have been so excited about the party that her brain skipped the date one full day ahead. Crap. I'm sorry.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?